It is that place in downtown Fresno where since 1955, Christ leads, people care, and lives have been changed. Welcome to Heartline, the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home of Fresno. As I mentioned, since 1955, the Evangel Home ministering to women and children in crisis. Your Heartline host every week on the program is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
Ken Adams, you do such a great job. Thank you so much for making this little quadrilogue that we're going to engage in today. It was a monologue, dialogue. Today we're four. So we don't do that very often, but Heartline is going to be on the air for the next 12 minutes or so. And Jerry Brenneman's office is the location. Jerry's here. And we have a couple of our Pink House ladies with us today, Jerry, interning. And we just had a brief conversation, enough to know that one, Jenny's got a little family history, and we'll get into that in just a couple of minutes. But as we record, we're a week after the banquet. Mm. Any thoughts? Brief recap. What were you thinking?
My recap is, wow. It was just, to me, an amazing night. Rick Alonso and his art, it was not only inspiring, it's such fun. I mean, to be sitting there watching, and as you know, it was dark because he paints with fluorescent paint, so all the lights are out, and I'm sitting in the front where you were also. I have no idea what's going on in back of me, and I always like to have some idea what the audience is feeling, but I couldn't. But the little glimpses I saw of people, they were just sitting on the edge of their seats watching Rick. Yeah. And many people there were first-timers to an Evangel Home event, which was awesome. But I think many people there were first-timers to the Alonzo experience because they really oohed and awed, and that was so fun to hear. And, Jim, the two gals who gave their testimony, Aziza and Shar, were they incredible? Oh, I wrote my banquet thank you letter that will be sent out to our people who gifted us that night. And I had to write about the two of them. And then yesterday we sent them flowers rather than just a thank you card because, man, if there's ever a time in your life, ladies, you need a bouquet of flowers. It's after what you just did. So I real quickly, Jim, want to say that the two things that really stood out in my mind about those two women, Shar, who gave her testimony that night and, as we know, was on a trash heap of life 10 years ago, was here in the garden, graduated, did really well for a minute, and then she went slipping and sliding back into her old ways. God got a hold of her, and I don't think she's going back anymore. So she talked about her life as a meth addict and a thief and making fun of Christians and all that stuff. And still, you could say all that stuff, but that's not necessarily your true character. Until no one is looking, then people see your true character. So to continue her unseen testimony, after the banquet, she wanted to buy one of Rick's posters and mentioned that to Patty, our office manager, and Patty said, well, here's $10, buy one. So Shar goes back to the table. She's looking at the poster. She starts to give her $10. And Rick said, oh, no, it's free for you. It's free. So Shar came to me with the $10 because she couldn't find Patty. And she said, here, please give this back to Patty. In the old days, there's no way Shar would have done such a thing. She would have found every reason to pocket that money. And I thought, no, that's the part of her testimony that no one else would see. But to me, that's integrity. That's character.
Yeah.
So that $10 is now back in anyone's office. It's had a little life of its own. And the other one, I got to work Wednesday morning, and there was a thank you note from Aziza. A thank you note.
Wow.
For what she thinks we allowed her to do.
Wow.
And she just talked about giving her testimony. And then in her note, she said, my testimony. Who would imagine something I was so ashamed of? And I gave it, and people came and thanked me. They thanked me. And Jim, the other thing I loved about that, and you had to be there that night, Aziza, who was African-American, made the wonderful part in her testimony about during Amazing Race, when every activity we had, bowling, horse riding, she would say, I don't do that, I'm black. Black people don't swim. Black people don't ride horses. Black people don't bowl. I said, well, what do black people do? And that just every day that became a little chip in the wall of Aziza's, she has a wall. And we slowly began to see some light come through it. But
That was one of her things, is that we all have stereotypes. We all have things, whatever we are, there's just things that we're taught we don't do, or maybe we have too much pride, so we don't do certain things. But for Aziza to stand there that night and say that, and then people laughed. She didn't know if they were going to laugh or not. That was huge. And so I just really thank the people who sought her out and thanked her for her testimony and how that made her feel.
Yeah, I thought the ladies just did a phenomenal job. Yeah, they were so articulate and well-crafted presentation of their testimony, and passionate about the difference that God has brought in their lives through the ministry of Evangel Home. We had church, and it was just an amazing evening altogether. So thanks for putting that together. Ladies, we want to find out about the young ladies who were at the table, and I'm just going to kind of take you one at a time, if you don't mind, and try to keep track of the time here. If we spill over to next week, then we'll do another program next week. Martha, let's start with you. Who are you?
Okay, so I'm Martha. I'm the youngest of four. I was born and raised here in Fresno. I attend Fresno State now, history major, during the Pink House. And
explain to folks what the Pink House is.
So the Pink House is a 10-month urban ministry program in which we learn about God's love for the city, how we can be a part of that, of like what's already happening. Then we, each week we have a 4-hour meeting where we have like community time and we learn just different aspects of urban ministry, so like relocating, redistribution, just a lot of stuff that goes into that. And then we have our 5 hours in a site that we like, ours is Evangel Home, and there's just different areas around Fresno.
So you have theory and a practicum every week. Okay.
And then they live together in the Pink House. They really do. How many of you are there this year?
11.
11
there's
of you
11
living together
and
in
women,
the Pink House.
And they, yes.
And so, Martha, you're a history major at Fresno State. How does urban ministry fit into your future plans? What are you thinking down the road?
Well, I would like to be a teacher. I currently am a tutor in Southeast Fresno at W.E.B. Du Bois, the charter school. And so I feel like what I'm learning, I can apply there just because the demographic of students that I work with, and I volunteer with Youth for Christ as well. And so it's like, how do I work with them academically but love them like Jesus does? And so it all goes into play.
Fabulous. Now, did you always have a heart for the underdog, the underprivileged, if you were, as it were?
No, not at first, because I grew up in Southeast Fresno.
Oh.
So I was just like,
you were one.
Yes, I was one. So, like, I don't know. I just feel like I've grown up a lot, like a lot of the children in this area. And so, like, well, God totally transformed my life. So I'm like, okay, how can I share that with others who I know have gone through the same situation?
And when you had the option, why did you choose Evangel Home?
I feel like I've never worked with women before. Children are my passion, but I was like, I need some growth. And I've yet to do ministry with women, so that's why it's a big part in why I chose it.
And you've had limited experience here so far, some chapels and that kind of thing. But what are you hoping to gain here?
Oh, a lot of learning. I'm not quite sure what I want to like learn. It's just so much an Evangel Home that I love, like the chapel. I was like, wow, like these women worshiping God and stuff. I'm like, whoa, I've never like encountered, especially women with this kind of background, really just give their all and like see transformation slowly happening. I really
Oops. So much for your water bottle. Sorry about that. Had you been to Evangel Home before?
Once. I did FUI, Fresno Urban Internship. It's like a 6-week okay. program like the Pink House, like a few years ago. And so I came to visit when Lisa Washio was
yes.
one of the directors.
I want to mention Lisa because Pink House has been a wonderful ministry. And by the way, it is literally pink, not as pink as it used to be. It sits on the parking lot of First Presbyterian Church. It's wonderful how that all came about as a ministry connected to our church also. But Lisa was on staff. She was a Pink House graduate. She is now one of the supervisors at the Pink House
okay.
ministry.
All right, so there's a connection there. We got just a couple, 2 or 3 minutes left, and I want to talk to Jenny. Jenny, who are you?
Jenny. I grew up local. I grew up out in Kerman. I went to Kerman High. I am at Fresno Pacific right now studying child development. And I am also in the Pink House, and I am loving my time there and getting to know the people that I'm living with and learning about community in a new way that I'd never experienced before. And so I've loved the experience so far.
Now, Jerry mentioned that your grandmother was once a board member here.
Yeah. Yes, my grandma was a board member. And my mom knows Jerry very well, I think, as well. But yeah, so I have some history here.
Yeah, so some personal inclination to perhaps, because of the connection, pick Evangel Home as a practicum opportunity with the training at the Pink House. Mm-hmm. What are your observations so far?
About Evangel Home?
Yeah.
I have really also loved the chapels. We've observed only two, and we are leading some soon, next month. I think we're going to start that. And so I think that was one of the things that I was really excited about, just getting to see the women in that atmosphere. We were in the daycare for a little bit, too, and I love kids as well. So that was really fun, just hanging out with them for the few minutes that we had there last week.
Teaching career is what you're thinking about?
Yeah, I'd love to teach. It'd probably be preschool, like early education, but I don't know. Like, there's various other things that I would probably do with that. I mean, I'm looking into maybe doing child therapy or something along those lines, because I just have a heart for working with children that mm-hmm. have gone through a lot in life, in their little life that they've had, and just working with them through that. So I don't know exactly where I'm going to go, but I have a few ideas that I'm going to explore.
All right. Now, how long is this experience, this internship? Does this last months?
10 months, yeah.
Okay, so 10 months. So, Jerry, they're just getting started. We can bring them back toward the end of their experience here and do a recap of initial impressions versus actual experiences, yes. And I think that would be a fascinating storyline. Yes. So, Martha, thank you. We're running short of time here, but thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks.
And Jenny, thank you. Nice to get acquainted with you a little bit.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And Jerry, as always, it's a treat to sit down with you. And, you know, there's just so many people to thank as part of that banquet experience.
Including you, my friend.
Well, I'm glad to have had a little part in it, because God has just laid a passion for what's going on here in my heart. And to those of you who were there, thanks for coming. To those of you who were equipped and led to make contributions, thank you so much. God will use those resources well here. All right, Ken, we're out of time here. I'm going to wrap this up. My listening friend, thank you so much for joining us. And we're excited about the next opportunity, Lord willing, to come back with Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Again, 264-4714. If you're online, and just about the entire human race is these days, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And please make it a point of joining us next time for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline. The Evangel Home, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955.